So, good morning, everyone. Good morning. A shout out to Miss Jackson for putting this on. I think that's awesome. And I'm also proud to share that Margaret is one of our small business advisors. So I'm happy that she is part of our team to make the SBDC successful. So what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to kind of tell you how I got to be where I'm at today. And then I'm going to break down what the SBDC is and how that came to be. So a million years ago, I became a bank teller while I was going to college for Wells Fargo Bank. After many years of 30 plus years in the financial industry, I loved banking. I worked for major corporations, worked for Wells for about 3 years, worked for Bank of America for 23 years, loved my job. I had worked my way up to a regional sales director, had ton of travel, had no children, so it was great. Then comes along a baby, right? And that's a whole other story. And couldn't travel so much anymore because what was I going to do? I had a small child. I didn't have a baby to have someone else raise my kid. So I went to my bosses at B of A and I said, look, I'm a mom now. I still want to be successful, but I need to be grounded. Well, great, but we're going to take like 45% of your salary away from you if you want to get grounded again. I said, but wait, I have all this experience. I have all this knowledge to share. They're like, sorry, can't do it. So reluctantly, being a mom was more important to me than making money. So I said, fine, give me what you got. Then a friend whispered in my ear and said, hey, Emma, Citibank right in your neighborhood is looking for a branch manager. I said, oh, wow, cool. So what's it going to hurt, right? Scared to death because after 23 years in banking at one place, oh, my God, what's a resume, right? So had to do all of that and put that together again. I started interviewing with Citibank in November of 1990. And I started interviewing with them. I interviewed them from November till end of January because they kept saying, why? I had to talk to so many different levels of management because they kept saying, why do you want to leave somewhere you've been for 23 years? Thankfully, they hired me. They made me a branch manager of a tiny, tiny little branch in East San Jose, which had very minimal goals, very minimal staff. And finally, one day, their regional director said to me, well, we kind of have this branch here because it's for CRA needs. Are you familiar with CRA, community relations? So what that is the government tells big corporations like banks, you have to put branches in impoverished, low to moderate income communities to show that we're here to help, right? We're really not going to put a lot of effort, but we're here to help. So my margin goal to grow my business for that year was 5%. I had to grow my business by 5% in 1 year. I started February 11th, 2000 at Citibank. Well, that was my hood. That was where I was from. I was from the east side. I was like, oh, great. Long story short, at the end of my first year, I grew my branch to 18%. I had to hire two more tellers, two more personal bankers. I got my own mortgage person in the branch. And when I left that branch in 2011, we had a staff of six tellers, four bankers, an assistant manager, and we had grown tremendously. I would sign loan documents on the baseball field, meet people after church on Sunday, because it was my community, they were my neighbors, and I was helping them. Other life-changing events happen, and banks change, right? So here, I will say this. The banking industry has been fabulous to me. They treated me well. I made a great living for many, many years. What I loved about banking is I was able to help my friends, neighbors, and people. Unfortunately, the market changed, right? We went through some pretty tough times. I don't need to get into those. So banks changed the rules. I could no longer say, I know Jackie. Jackie's great. She may have had a hard time, but I know her. We need to give her a break. We need to do this loan because Jackie needs us right now. And because I said it, I was a manager, I had credibility, they'd say, okay, Emma, you're next on the line, but you got Jackie's back. That changed. That changed. If you don't fit in the box now in the banking world, we can't help you. I didn't like getting up for work anymore. Because people I knew I was having to say no to because they didn't fit in the box. So I thought, oh God, I don't like my job anymore. I'm not happy. So I took a leap of faith and I quit. What is I going to do? Well, I went over to Heald College because my son wanted to be a dentist and I wanted to be learn to be MIBC so I could take care of his office. Okay, I did that, but then I'm like, oh, dear God, Emma, you're running out of money. So my friend Dennis King, who I've known for almost 30 years, said, hey, I'm trying to get this SBDC off the ground. I'm like, SBDC? What the heck is that? Where did it come from? So he's like, let's sit down, and then it's like, oh, it's just this little invoice. It's a federal program. So nothing small about the federal government, let me just tell you. So Dennis and I started the Small Business Development Center in late 2011. It's a competitive bid process, so if you're familiar with any type of government contracting or doing those type of things, you write grants, you write proposals, and you show that you are the best qualified to do this job. So we applied to be a Small Business Development Center of Silicon Valley. They kind of came back to us and said, gosh, you're just a small little Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You guys don't have a big bank account sitting there. You don't have a lot of money to back you up. What are you going to do? But we believe in your mission. You did an excellent write-up. You guys have qualifications. We're going to give you the Small Business Development Center Hispanic Satellite. So kind of part of the Hispanic Chamber. We were able to focus our first year on helping entrepreneurs, microenterprises in the Hispanic community. Dennis and I worked diligently to recruit Spanish-speaking professionals who could reach out to the community and let them know it was okay to come and talk to us. Not so easy, because when you have the federal government in a title of a business and you're dealing with an immigrant community, there's a little fear there. So it was part of our job to assure them that we were here to support them. So now to the SBDC. I've been there since 2011. We now manage two SBDC centers, the Hispanic Satellite and the Silicon Valley SBDC. So we were able to prove our worth and to show that we were able to handle the small businesses in our community. So with that said, what is a Small Business Development Center? How many of you have heard of the SBDC before today? Oh, good. So that's more than I usually get. That's good news. We're making inroads. So the Small Business Development Center was created during the Carter administration to help small businesses grow. The funding that we get to run our operation is from the Small Business Administration, and then it is our duty, our job, to find cash match funding. So for every dollar that the federal government gives us, we have to find a dollar from somebody else to support us. And I'm very proud to say, and I'm sorry she's not here yet, that County Supervisor Cindy Chavez was a great advocate for us to be able to get that match funding. And the county is our biggest match provider because they see the importance and they believe in the importance of supporting the small business community. So when she comes in, say, yay, Cindy! Because if it wasn't for her and the county's and her support of us, and again, she is the only woman on the county supervisor's seat, to get this done. So the Small Business Development Center, we're broken out in regions. So a lot of my banking lingo works real well with this stuff. So we're broken down into regions. We're the Northern California region, And you're going to laugh when I tell you where our headquarters is. It's in Humboldt. Do you all know where Humboldt is? Okay, so very disconnected. Dennis and I joke the only diversity in Humboldt are people and trees. Because there's not a lot of people of color there. So you got folks and you got trees, and that's what you got in Humboldt. But that is our lead center. But we have centers up and down the northern coast. I'm proud to stand here and tell you today in the last 2 years, in 2012 and 2013, the Hispanic Satellite was a top producing SBDC center out of all our peers on the board. So how do we do that? We provide free business advising and workshops. So if you are someone who is thinking about, someday I'd like to start a business, or gosh, what would it take to start a business? Come to one of our workshops, because we will paint the picture for you of what that's about. Licensing, formation, funding, all those kinds of things we will touch. Very high level, right? We're just going to kind of give you a taste of what it's like. And then we provide one-on-one advising. That is if you're in business, ready to start, you need to work on your business plan, you need to look at a cost analysis, you want to look at your market strategy, your outreach, social media, QuickBooks, oh my God, bookkeeping, oh my God, I got to hire people, what's the paperwork, what do I got to do? All of those type of things, we have experts that can help you do that. Our business advisors, we have business advisors, obviously speak Spanish, Vietnamese, Mandarin, Tagalog, French, Italian, Punjabi. Am I forgetting anybody? So our team is diverse, that we have language skill to be able to support many folks that need help, that are more comfortable in doing business in their own language. So how do we keep the funding going? What is our goal? And what do we have to do? We have to help people start new jobs. Start new businesses, excuse me. You have to start a business. You have to go get a fictitious business statement. You have to file articles of incorporation. You have to start a business. You have to create jobs. Well, if you start your own business, guess what? You just created one job because you're now an employee of your own business. Create jobs, retain jobs. Help people save jobs. So a quick example would be, if we're working with someone and they're thinking, oh my God, our cash flow is horrible, I'm going to have to let somebody go. And I really don't want to. I need them to run my business, but I just can't make payroll. What do I got to do? Well, let's look at your finances. Let's see what you've done. So we might have to move things around. Maybe they're paying too much for something. And if we can help them save that job, then we've retained a job. Help them with marketing, social media to increase sales. Loans and capital, that's a big deal. A lot of people, and we get calls, and Connie here can attest to that. Do you have money to give us a loan? No, we don't. But we'll help prepare you to get a loan. And sometimes, because banking is my expertise, and a lot of times I get involved in a lot of these conversations, and I'm happy to say we have quite a few success stories of helping folks get money, but we have more stories of me having to tell people it's not going to happen. Because you have to have skin in the game if you want to start a business. A bank is not going to give you 100% of financing to start a business without any of your skin in the game. And you have to, and that's just one piece. So I could go on for hours about that, but that's just one piece. So I am very many times the voice of reality to folks. What do you mean you're not going to give me money? You're the government. You're supposed to give me money, right? Unfortunately, no, it doesn't work that way. The biggest part of what the SBDC does is we are here to help you be successful. And we want you to be successful because your success is our success. But we can't be successful for you. So many times when we speak with clients, we'll have a client call. I am so mad at Peter. I'm like, okay, what did Peter do? He didn't do my cost analysis for me. Well, Peter's never going to do your cost analysis. Peter's going to coach you and guide you through getting that cost analysis done. But Peter's not going to do it for you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the services that we provide to you cost you nothing. Everything we do for you is free. What do we expect from you? Your time, commitment, and passion to your success. We can't give you that. You have to have it. So with those things and our expertise, your dream can become a reality. This is a testimonial that I wanted to share with you. This girl, remember when I was talking about when I was back in the East Side with Citibank? This woman was a single mom, just like me. She was my client. Our children went to the same school. Her son was a few years older. Again, single moms, life's not easy. She's great at making gift baskets. So the school would always ask her to make gift baskets and things when we were having raffles or whatever. Then we were having a golf tournament. And I said, hey, you should really do something about that. So she started doing gift baskets. So long story short, Sean has now All the Buzz. That's the name of her business. She does gift baskets. She was just accepted, well, a year ago, she was accepted as a preferred vendor for Super Bowl. She's already posting all over Facebook baskets that are getting ordered from her, from the football players and from managers and from all these people to supply gift baskets for Super Bowl. She started working out of her garage. Now she's got a little place of her own where she can do her baskets, and she's doing what she loves and being very successful at it. Another story is Omar, and it's not a very good photo, so I apologize. He was ready to sell his little corner store on First Street because he wasn't doing well. We came in with another project we were working on called the Healthy Corner Store to try to introduce produce, healthier options. And then we also helped him re-merchandise his store. This is a funny story. He was selling items, and he's like, I'm not making money. I don't understand. So he had canned goods that he would go and buy. He was paying, let's say, $1 for it and selling it for 75 cents. I'm like, okay, when's the last time you looked at your prices and what you're charging people, Omar? And he's like, well, I just figured that was the price. I couldn't change it because then they're going to get mad because I changed the price. I'm like, Omar, people get it. Things go up. And you can't just charge what you paid. You got to make a little money because you got rent. And so anyway, so we did that whole thing with Omar. Omar is now doing very well in his corner store on First Street. So what we did in 2015, this is a combination of both our SBDC centers. So just to kind of take it into perspective, we worked with over 1,000 business owners. We were able to talk to almost 7,000 people in workshops throughout Santa Clara County. We helped people increase sales, $17 million. We created 546 jobs. We saved 319. And we helped folks get capital infusion, about $14 million. And we hope to do better in 2016. And our lead center will too, because our goals will go up. So just some information sharing with small business clients nationwide. So by the way, there's over 1,000 SBDC centers nationwide. So they're every state that you go to. So I don't need to read this to you. You can see that through all the SBDCs nationwide, we are very effective in promoting small businesses. And that is the mission and the goal of what we do. This is our team 2 years ago in Berkeley. We have a conference every year, and this is when we received an award. So we took a big group picture with everyone in attendance. What I want to talk about right now, how many of you have ever heard about the buffalo and the geese? No? Oh my goodness. Oh, this is fun then. Okay. So think about it for a moment. Would you rather be a buffalo or a goose? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but just think about it. Okay, so what's a buffalo? They're almost extinct, right? There's just a few around these days. But they're big, majestic creatures, right? You see them grazing. And then you see a goose, right? Or geese, right? They're kind of awkward, weird looking, right? And they're flying in the sky. What we don't stop to think about, and I always, when I used to do training, this is one of my favorite stories, and that's why I wanted to share it today, because I haven't told it in a long time, is I would always ask my students, do you want to be a buffalo or a goose? And I'd put them on the spot, and I'd make them tell me why. So a buffalo has one leader. So when that buffalo starts to run, guess what? They all start running. And if that buffalo runs over a cliff, what's going to happen? All the buffaloes are going to go over the cliff, right? But a goose, you know the V? Do you know how that works? There's a lead goose. That lead goose is taking the brunt of the wind to make it easier on his peers, on his friends, right? But when that lead goose gets tired, what does he do? He goes to the back, and somebody else steps up, right? So together, as a flock of geese, they get to where they're going, healthier, safer, and not tired, because they've worked together, right? So as women, as small business owners, sometimes we forget that we can't do it by ourselves and we need help, right? And it's okay to say we need help, and it's okay to lean on other people to get done what we need to get done. And it's not a sign of weakness, ladies, and I had a real big problem with that, truthfully. But it's not a sign of weakness, right? Because when I was a manager in the banking days, and I'd have this man yelling at me because I wouldn't approve his check or whatever I wouldn't do, and he'd say, I want to talk to the manager. I'd say, you are. And he'd say, I want to talk to your boss. She's not here. Right? So, again, as women and small business owners, we need to work together and rely on each other's resources to be successful. Right? And know that there's other sources out there for you, like the SBDC, who care just as much as you do about you being successful. Thank you very much.